Some grant money is allowing free pop-up satellite summer camps around Portland. Ian Mauser, founder of My Voice Music, says they work with about 1,500 kids ages 7 to 18 each year. They don't have to have any musical experience. He tells us My Voice Music has been around for 13 years.
We were started to work with young people living in lockdown facilities, either residential mental health facilities or the juvenile justice system. So we were established on a really trauma-informed process using kind of this human-centered focus of helping young people guide their own healing journey through music, through fun, through showing up to a place that's really therapized and just engaging in something really fun and exciting and normal. Using pop music is a natural way to express really complex emotions. And so we just show up with all the recording gear and instruments needed to do that work. And then we also have a studio that's open to the public where we bring kind of that same trauma-informed approach to everyone who walks through our doors. And about 85% of the kids that show up do so for free.
Almost everybody you meet loves music. And I think most of us can agree that it's healing. So you guys are kind of taking that concept and working with people who need it.
That's exactly right. I was actually a treatment counselor in a residential facility. And a kid asked me to teach him to play guitar and to sing in 2 weeks for a talent show. And that was a big project, but I got all of his peers together and I gave them all simple parts and we made a really dynamic sound. And through that, again, just fun, exciting experience, you know, the behaviors on the unit were less explosive. Kids were showing up to school more often and I ended up getting hired to do that work throughout this large agency, which ultimately became My Voice Music.
You guys have gotten a little bit of grant money now. What are you doing with that?
This grant funding for the Oregon Community Foundation is radical right now. It's allowing us to dramatically increase our summer camp programs. And back in March, you know, we were just desperate trying to figure out how we can get programs back in front of kids. And we were trying to figure out how we could do it with our budget and think creatively. And then this money being provided by the Oregon Community Foundation has allowed us to not only run camps in our studio, but take them out into the community where there's a lack of camps. So we've been partnering with local community-based organizations and Portland parks to bring camps all over. East Portland is where we're primarily focusing.
Is there something that the public should be doing or can do to help with this?
If you're in that East Portland area and you know a bunch of kids or you know an organization, we will run camps in parking lots and parks inside a building where there's space to do it. We'll bring all the instruments, all the equipment, the facilitators to do that. So if you're looking for a camp or you would like this opportunity, let us know. Go to our website and there's a whole application there. And likewise, if you are a music facilitator or a musician who performs, you know, everything we do is around songwriting. So if you're a songwriting musician, sign up and teach with us. You know, we're providing paid opportunities to all of our teachers, and those are anywhere from 14 years old and up. So we'll provide leadership training for the younger folks and get everybody on board just to get to as many places as we can.
That's Ian Mauser with My Voice Music. What a terrific program. Great
I really,
story.
Really like this program because it has been proven music helps heal the soul.
It does.
You can see more on our website and at KXL.com and our Facebook page as well.